Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Former President Trump is due in court later today to face four felony counts related to attempting to overturn the 2020 election. Prosecutors allege Trump incited the January 6 violence at the Capitol by his supporters, including members of right-wing groups. Christopher Goldsmith is the founder of Task Force Butler, a nonprofit group of veterans who've been tracking extremists in New England, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you remind us how many people from our region have been connected to the January 6 riot?
There have been dozens. I've lost count.
And what kind of roles did people in New England play that day?
So there was a recent arrest of a member of NSC-131, a New England-based neo-Nazi organization, who was on the very front lines in using violence against the police that day to breach the building. We found that multiple members of NSC-131 weren't just present at the riot on January 6th, but were actively engaged in combat against uniformed police officers. NSC-131 posted online bragging, showing photos of a stolen Capitol police officer's helmet, bragging about their participation in the riot.
And what is their goal?
So the explicit goal of neo-Nazi organizations like NSC-131, which also calls itself PINE, is genocide. They, say that they advocate for New England to become a white ethno state. Well, how do you achieve a white ethno state? There's only one way. That's genocide. That's either mass murder or mass migration.
So are you worried about how some of these groups might react to the most recent Trump indictment?
I'm not worried about an immediate reaction by an organized group. I mean, this is the third indictment. The previous ones didn't cause any sort of notable reaction. Donald Trump keeps targeting not just the prosecutors, not just the American citizens who end up on juries, but he's targeting like the people of DC and the people of each state where he is prosecuted. So nowhere in America is safe. Every person who wears a uniform, whether that's military or police in every state, every jurisdiction around the country, is going to have radicalized Trump supporters looking at them as representatives of this deep state, of this illegitimate government. And they are a potential target for random acts of terrorism that are inspired by the former president.
What needs to be done to keep better track of these groups and, if necessary, make sure they're held accountable?
New England has a unique problem in that it's got this regional-based neo-Nazi organization, NSC-131. Now, NSC-131 is relatively small. There are only a few dozen members at any given time. And any time that they engage in any in-person action, there are members of this neo-Nazi organization crossing state lines. What law enforcement needs to do is coordinate and simply share intelligence across jurisdictions. One of the problems with dealing with this extremist organization or any extremist organization in the United States is often local jurisdictions, the police at the street level, don't understand what they're looking at and they don't understand the context. And they view these incidents when they happen in their own backyard as one-offs, not realizing that it's part of this interstate conspiracy of this terror campaign that started in Boston and is spreading throughout the rest of the New England region.
Christopher Goldsmith is the founder of the veterans group Task Force Butler. Chris, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.